Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
Well, today, I'd like to tell you a little bit about me and three big lessons that I learned from two people I most admired. The two people in my life that were huge influences were my dad's mom, Grandma Frances, and my dad's aunt, Aunt Margaret. Now, I come from a really small family. I'm an only child, so my immediate family, including my cousin and aunt, is only about five or six of us. Well, I get seven, maybe seven or eight, and it's expanded as we've had some more kids. But what I'd like to teach to you today are three lessons that I think we can all apply. So first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my Aunt Margaret. My Aunt Margaret and Uncle Phil lived in Southern California, which is where I was raised originally, in Redondo Beach. And Aunt Margaret and Uncle Phil were just basic folks. He worked for the railroads, Union Pacific. She worked for Pabst Brewery and got all kinds of great drinks for Uncle Phil to consume. And what they had a small kiddo named Marty. And unfortunately, at a really young age, only about two, he choked on an apple core and died. And they didn't have any other kids. And so they focused on only one thing in their lives, and that was to become millionaires. And so they go through this life and just regular people, regular jobs. They save and they save and they save, and they became multi-millionaires. And what I really learned from them was one huge lesson. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. And as physicians, I want you to think about that lesson, that it's not what you make. You could be making $150,000, you could be making $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, but if you want to hit your retirement goals, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. Now, the other person that was really influential in my life was my Grandma Frances. And Grandma Frances was this person that loved people. She would give the last strip of clothing on her back to give to someone. And she really taught me about caring and loving people. I used to go up to her house every summer, spending two or three weeks in Washington. And without a doubt, she was a huge influence why I started my career there and went to Seattle Pacific University. And it's about serving people. It's all about people at the end, because at the end of the day, whatever we make and keep, we don't get to take it with us to the graves. And this lesson really changed my perspective, and frankly, it's the reason why I'm here teaching these lessons, because I'm here to serve, here to help out. And my third major lesson from Grandma Frances and Aunt Margaret was, it's really about balancing these two, because Grandma Frances, as giving as she was, as loving as she really just scraped by. And I look at that and I want to take on her attitude of loving people and being that servant. But I don't want to be just making it month to month, wondering if I'm going to be okay in my retirement years. And I also want to combine that with the lessons from Aunt Margaret of, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And so in my life, those are two huge influences. And I would encourage you to think about this for you. What's your background? What's your influence? What are the things that you can keep, and what are the things you can throw away? So anyhow, some food for thought. Check it out. Let me know your thoughts. Who are some of your biggest influences? Email me. I'd love to hear your stories and why you view money the way you do, why you behave the way you do. So make sure to email me, Dave, at daviddenniston.com. Email address is right below. With any of your comments, suggestions, and your influences. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe in and check in again soon. Have a good one.